All right, first off, I wanted to do a quick introduction to hypnosis in general. Now, please listen carefully. If you are a master of hypnosis, or honestly, if you already just know how hypnosis works, if you've researched it a good bit, skip this part because this is not for you. I added this in later on in the course simply because I realized that some people were buying the course who didn't already have an understanding of hypnosis. There's a lot of beginners out there, and I didn't want to bypass them, go straight to the hard-hitting black ops and underground hypnosis part of the course, and then be completely dumbfounded and have no clue even how hypnosis works. So I want to talk about a couple things with regular hypnosis. I will mention in this section a little bit how underground hypnosis is different, point out some difference and some similarities. But hypnosis itself is a pretty simple thing to do. It's really not a lot to it. There is depth to it, but the actual idea around hypnosis is not too complex. So this will just be a quick rundown of how hypnosis works, a couple facts about it, and get rid of some myths about it and let you have an idea how it actually works. And then from here on out, we'll be talking about just underground hypnosis and black ops hypnosis. And one quick thing I will say is please understand black ops is actually a combination of NLP, hypnosis, social engineering, and advanced language patterns. All right, black ops is controlling any social dynamic, okay? What that means is any conversation, any body language movement, anything that's going on in a human interaction, black ops is about not only bending it, steering it, and making people do what you want them to do, but being in complete control of it and them not knowing. So as many times you hear about covert hypnosis, yes, it is possible. It is most of the stuff out there on covert hypnosis is bunk. But, and I've said that in the introduction, but I do want you to understand black ops hypnosis is about controlling every aspect of your environment and people not knowing. So really, even more important than the words covert hypnosis would be covert controlling, okay? And I'll explain more of that into detail, but let's go ahead and run over a couple simple facts about hypnosis. First of all, a lot of people think hypnosis is supernatural to some degree, and it's understood why people would think that. They see people fainting almost on TV, clucking like a chicken, all these crazy things. Hypnosis is totally natural, and you are hypnotized a lot. You just don't know it, but hypnosis is a totally natural thing. I'm sure you've had this happen, and this is a great example. This is a classic example. And once again, I'm not going to get too deep in this segment, but I'll be very deep in the other ones, so make sure you jump ahead and don't forget to listen to those. If you've ever been driving a vehicle and you start zoning out on the road, you start noticing the changing lanes, the white strips in the road going at a monotonous rate, you don't have any music on, so you're just kind of zoning out. And it's kind of a good feeling, you know. You feel like you could go to sleep, and then right when you get where you're going, you're wide awake. That sleepy, dreamy feeling that you're getting on the road after watching the monotony of driving, that is a hypnotic state. That's they call that a driver's trance. In the U.S., they actually legally call that a driver's trance. If you go to a driving school, that's what they call that. That is a natural hypnotic state. If you had the radio on, it would actually... you would be listening to it and hearing it whether you knew it or not. So be careful what you're listening to when you're driving in a driver's trance. But that's how natural hypnosis is. Now what hypnosis does is actually triggers that, where that would be a natural, you know, flux of you falling into that trance. Hypnosis is about triggering that. And there's so many different ways to do that. I already mentioned repetition causes trance. And with the driving, with the monotony. But there's other things as well. Confusion, shock causes trance. Focused attention or just general relaxing. You pretty much have to be in a relaxed state to fall into trance. Now, I'm going to talk about some black ops methods that are not known at all, really, that are very intense, that cause people to go into an intense trance, which is a little bit different. But that's going to be in a more advanced lesson. So to get someone into a trance, you want to get them into a relaxed state. I've included the definitive hypnosis cheat sheet guide in this course. And you beginners out there, check that out. And if you're just interested in the regular hypnosis and you want to learn more about it, that actually has some induction scripts and actually walks you through a more of a clinical type, you know, controlled environment course. And I'll go ahead and say one more thing about this. That is the biggest difference between hypnosis and underground hypnosis. Hypnosis is more of a controlled environment. No one's going to do anything that they don't want to do. They're all going to be totally aware of what's going on. Underground hypnosis is more hard-hitting. Doesn't matter where the hell you're at. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter if they want to be hypnotized or not. And the reason it works, the reason underground hypnosis works, and the reason that so many clinical hypnotherapists can't get this part around their head is it's a hard-hitting combination of the four most important persuasion tactics known to man. So you're not just using hypnosis. What you're doing is persuading while you're hitting them at so many angles with so many, you know, with just a, you know, so much artillery and ammo that it confuses the subject, and then they are dropping into trance after you've already persuaded. So it's a really awesome combo. There's a lot of techniques you're going to learn, and there's just so much content here. It'll probably take you the rest of your life to go through it all. But do not give up, and please, please study this stuff hard, because you will see outstanding results if you don't give up. All right, now let's go over some more really, really key and important basic facts to hypnosis. I'm going to show you a step-by-step way to induce someone into a hypnotic state. Now, once again, this is regular hypnosis, so this is going to be in a controlled environment. What does that mean? It means the person knows they're going to be hypnotized. You're going to put them in a calm, relaxed manner, the classic way to do hypnosis. So this is not a covert tactic or anything like that. Once again, if you're wanting to get to that information, please skip this part of the course. This is just for the beginners, just for the guys who are wanting to learn how to put someone into a regular trance and that type of stuff. Plenty of content out there for the advanced level covert hidden secrets of black ops. So this is not that part. That's later on. If you want that, go ahead and move ahead. All right, so inducing a hypnotic state, please notice, guys, I have a couple PDFs for you that you can download and look on your PC or Mac. I have the inducing a hypnotic state step-by-step guide, which I'll be going over now, and I also have the definitive hypnosis cheat sheet, which is a great, great tool that kind of outlines the basics of hypnosis as well. So those two PDFs are included in the Underground Hypnosis course, in the Core and the Master Edition, for the beginners, kind of get you started. All right, the first thing you're going to want to do is to have agreement with the person. They're going to want to know. In a controlled environment, you want the person to know you're going to hypnotize them. You want to have permission, and you want them to accept that and actually vocalize that to you, let you know vocally, actually express it to you, okay? And the reason is, when you're doing a controlled, regular, normal hypnosis, then you got to go with the old guidelines, which is let them know what's going on, let's put them in a dream state, and let's have fun with it, okay? Next thing you want to set up is what we call intention. You want to know their intention of hypnosis. Why do they want to be hypnotized? You know, does this person want to stop smoking? Do they want to get over stage fright? Do they want to, you know, we're doing it for a stage presence just to do some funny stuff? Make sure you let them know the intention, and they voice that's the same intention they want. This whole regular hypnosis thing, and now I think you probably, for the new guys, can see where this regular hypnosis really differs from what you'll be learning with black ops hypnosis. And I have to interrupt real quick just to say, I get so many emails, you know, once again, I think I've mentioned this, but from hypnotherapists and people who, you know, totally freak out saying that what I'm teaching with the black ops is not true, because they only know this, you know, conventional style of hypnosis. They don't know really the true power of their own brains and what they're capable of. And the intention, back to intention, can be anything. It can be, you know, I want you to feel rested. I want you to feel like you have 8 hours sleep. I want you to be able to wake up tomorrow at 6 a.m. on the dot. You know, I know professional hypnotists who wake up every morning at the exact same time, 5:30 a.m, every morning using his internal clock. We all have an internal clock. And you can use that and actually hypnotize yourself almost like a PDA, a personal digital assistant, or an alarm clock. I mean, if you have a meeting tomorrow at 3, you can say, oh, you can hypnotize yourself at 2:30 to, you know, make sure you are on the road going to that meeting. So, you know, make sure you get an intention out of the person. Or if you're doing self-hypnosis, people, which is the exact same thing, then which goes through these same steps, just have intention with yourself. Let yourself know exactly what you want to do. Vocalize it. You know, just, you know, I'm going to make this really, really simple. You know, say it out loud. Let's get ready. Make sure you're prepared. Have intention. You're relaxed. You know you're about to go under hypnosis. It's the same steps if you're going to do it for yourself or if you're going to do it to someone else. What you want to do is set up a pattern of rules, okay? And to give you a good example, let's say we were going to do the internal clock. You know, you're going to wake up every morning at 8 o'clock. If in the middle of them being in a hypnotic state, you said, all right, now I want you to quit smoking. It's not going to work. You have to have intention when you're doing controlled, regular hypnosis. Have your subject comfortable. Same with yourself. If you're self-hypnotizing, doing self-hypnosis, then make sure you're comfortable as well. Take a couple nice deep breaths, relax. Then have them focus on something. I'm not talking about a pocket watch going back and forth. That's a bunch of BS. But eyes can be open or closed. It doesn't matter. They just need to focus. Just have a calm, relaxing focus, okay? They can have their eyes open and say, you know, just focus on the wall, relax, breathe deeply. You know, think about, you know, and make sure, of course, you have the intention. Now, here's a part that I actually don't agree with most regular hypnotists, but is the relaxing of the body. Most people start with the head and relax their way down. And you want to do this with your subject or yourself. What you want to do is, in my opinion, relax the feet first, toes, every major muscle group. Go down slowly. Go as slowly as you want. You know, do not rush. In hypnosis, you do not want to rush anything. Black ops, it's a little bit different. But you can probably already see the insane advantages of using black ops powers instead of this kind of stuff. But you want to relax the feet, relax the muscle groups, come up the leg, relax the thighs, relax all the way up, and then at last relax the head. One key point here, you can't just say relax and then the person is going to sit there and go, okay, I'm relaxed. I mean, they literally have to relax. Look for physical cues on this. Look for their muscles. You know, look at their body tension. If they're clammed up, then it's not working. And explain to them, you know, I have to have you totally relaxed for this to be successful. You know, calm down. Let's take a deep breath, you know. And one thing, make sure that your subject is never nervous, okay? With traditional regular hypnosis, there's nothing to worry about. And even with black ops, it's not like someone can get stuck in a trance you may put them in. People come out of trances naturally, regardless of how intense they are. So no one's ever been stuck in a hypnotic trance. No one's ever ran off and, you know, killed a bunch of people because they were in a hypnotic trance. It does not work like that. It's like a dream state. Like we said, when you're driving that car down the road, you get kind of lost into the road. You don't feel like you're going to go kill somebody or be stuck like that forever. You know, as soon as you pull the car over, shake your head a little bit, almost getting a wreck, you're going to wake up. So after you're relaxing the body, you're coming up to the chest. You're going down the arms. You're coming up the neck. By the time you get to the head, you should see your subject or yourself drop into trance. If you do not, go back and repeat that you were not truly as relaxed as you needed to be. You weren't truly relaxed. Your muscles weren't truly relaxed. You'll know when you feed yourself all the way up to the brain, and when you hit your head, you should be in a hypnotic state. Now, if it doesn't work, there are two main reasons why, okay? First off, as we've said, you have to have some kind of intent, some kind of intention, some kind of mechanism set up into place. You have to have yourself prepared for it. And secondly, once again, you were not relaxed enough. And even more than just intention, something very, very important to set into place is a time period, okay? And remember, I have this on the PDF, so don't feel like you have to write all this down. This is also available for you in PDF format. But you have to have yourself a time limit. Say, you know, I'm going to wake up in 30 minutes. Give yourself a set of parameters, or your subject a set of parameters before you go under or before they go under. that makes it much more successful. Relaxed intention parameters. One thing I do want to focus on, if you do get to the point where you go all the way from your feet up to your head and you have not done it, don't panic and start telling yourself it doesn't work, okay? That's where I've had a lot of people email me and say, you know, regular hypnosis, I can't even get this to work. Will Black Ops work? First of all, remember, Black Ops and underground hypnosis, which underground hypnosis is a little bit of a confusing term, because Black Ops and underground hypnosis are a combination of four different devastatingly hard effects, okay? So hypnosis is just 1/4, 25% of your the full package. It's not the most important thing by any means. So underground hypnosis, Black Ops, even if you can't put someone into trance, you could still use a ton of these tactics. I mean, I've laid them out so easily for you. Really, a complete moron could do it. But back to a regular hypnotic state. Don't freak out. Don't get upset. Let your body just say, okay, I'm going to relax right now. A lot of times you'll be able to actually put yourself or your subject into a hypnotic state immediately after they have panicked or almost panicked. Obviously, if you panic, that would not help, but almost panicked. If you need to, no problem. Start at the bottom of the feet. Go through it again. Remember, no rushes here. We're not in a hurry. All right, so now your party or yourself should be in a hypnotic state, okay? Now, remember, you already had an intention, so you have something to talk about. You might be wondering, well, how does stage hypnotists, have, you know, them do all these different things? There's not one intention. Well, they, if you watch them, when they're inducting the party into a trance, they're setting the standard that we're doing a stage hypnosis show, we're going to have a good, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it's all about how you set it up, what you can actually get done once the person is in trance. And from here, have fun with it. You know, use the intention that you have, that you've already laid out for the person, use that and have fun with it. Another fun thing to talk about, which is still the basics of regular hypnosis, is triggers. Triggers is really cool, and NLP has a similar term called anchors. And you actually use triggers all the time and probably don't know it. If you've ever walked up to someone and they've put their hand up and wanted to give you a high five because something really great happened, you know, your favorite team won a football game, just got a promotion at your job, just anything like that, and you slap their hand, especially if both of you are feeling it, you will have a really strong surge in your body, a good feeling, you know? You ever had the hairs of your neck stand up on your back? You know, I mean, that feeling, those feelings are usually hooked to some sort of movement that we do. We talk about a strong anchor, a strong trigger, about a first kiss, you know? All these things have so many different emotions and stuff attached to the actual physical being. Triggers are not always good, unfortunately. If, for example, and this one's in the PDF I've given you as well, but if you were at a funeral and someone came up and put their hand on your shoulder, let's say you're at a funeral for your mother, and said, hey, look, you know, they squeezed your shoulder and said, I'm sorry, you know, it's just, I know this is a rough time. And you could be 10 years down the line and someone walks up and grabs you in the same area on that shoulder and squeezes it. And you won't know, but you will feel, you could feel a sorrow, you know, immediately get taken back to that moment when your mother passed away. That's a trigger. And triggers are not always positive. We are constantly laying triggers. And what you'll learn in Black Ops is a lot of things that we do day in and day out, we are using very mild forms of Black Ops, of hypnosis, of NLP, of social engineering. We just don't know it. And when you actually make up certain scripts, certain exact sequences to do, and have an exact plan to carry out, you'll find yourself totally in control of situations immediately. In advanced levels, which I'm teaching in Black Ops Monthly, I'm teaching people how to walk up, find a person who they've never met before, make them immediately like them with the Black Mirror technique. Then, after that, use an advanced level technique called versions and strings. to make them even like them more and find them interesting. You'll never have to worry about what to talk about. It'll all be totally natural. And while you are talking without thinking, like I said, this is the advanced level. This is how far you can take it. While you are talking without thinking of what you're talking about, you're almost seemingly magically talking to this person. You are thinking about where you want to steer the conversation. And even more importantly, you're slowly becoming the alpha and the controller of that whole situation. The whole point with Black Ops is taking things literally to the next level by simply changing the dynamics with nobody knowing. Okay? That's where the covert comes in. Nobody knows what's going on with Black Ops. As you see with regular hypnosis, everyone knows what's going on. But using things like versions and strings and doing all these advanced level things is really, at first, it's almost strange. You're just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is that easy. I can't believe I've talked to so many girls for the first time and they thought I was a total bore. And here I am, not even thinking about what I'm saying, using advanced level scripts and strings and versions, and they are thinking I'm the most interesting person in the world, and I'm sitting here thinking about 20 other ways to make sure they understand that I'm in control of this group. I'm providing social proof so they think I'm the leader. You know, so much of this stuff can be break down to a tribal level. There's just mountains of information that that you're about to receive on this. So anyway, that was just a basic introduction of regular hypnosis. Now, let's dive a little bit deeper and check out some of the other coursework. Check out some of the Black Ops stuff. It's I think you're going to really find it fascinating. In some ways, ironically, regular Black Ops is easier. Excuse me, Black Ops is easier than regular hypnosis, and partly because it doesn't take two parties. Black Ops takes one party. Regular hypnosis takes two parties. You have to have them agreeing to do it, have to have them totally relaxed, etc., etc. But with Black Ops, it's a little bit different. I'm going to tell you one more little cool thing about Black Ops so you can get an idea. You're probably thinking, well, how am I going to put someone in a hypnotic state while I'm just sitting there talking to them and them not know? I'm going to give you another idea of a trance similar to the driving trance that people don't talk about much. Have you ever been in an intense conversation with someone, looking them eye to eye, kind of a vibe in the room, very strong vibe in the room? I don't mean that in a new age way. I just mean you got a feeling of intensity in the room, and you're staring each other down the eye discussing. I'm not saying you're upset with this person, but in general, you are in a, not heated even, just an intense, you know, talk. I used to have this situation pop up frequently with a old boss of mine, and we really liked each other, and we would get excited about stuff, and the energy in the room, you could really feel it. Anyway, if you've been in those situations, have you ever noticed when splotches of your vision start going out a little bit? Have you ever looked at someone, been talking, and noticed that their eye kind of seems like it disappeared for a second or something? Your vision literally gets a little bit hazy, and you have the back of your neck hair standing up, probably a little bit red in the face. And like I said, not mad, just intense. That is a mild form of a hypnotic trance. Imagine controlling that. Imagine controlling that, doing it to yourself, making him do it to himself, then coming out of that, using advanced techniques like freezing to make awkward moments of silence, and then saving those moments of silence so you become the controller, the alpha. Imagine using all these kind of techniques and doing that to people on the fly, because that's the kicker. That's the difference. And that's, you know, if you've ever seen that happen before, where you have the kind of splotches going out, which everyone has, if you've noticed it or not, is different. But everyone has had that happen. That is putting someone into a trance. You can do that to people just by talking to them. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed this little introduction to hypnosis in general. I feel you have enough under your belt now to at least advance on into the other courses. Remember, you can print out the PDFs to keep up with this and learn more information about it. But anyway, hope you enjoyed the course. Feel free to drop me an email with any comments, tsreports@gmail.com. Taylor Starr signing off.